Somebody said it. I don't know who said it or whether it matters if they said it or said it first, but somebody said it. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Somebody said that there are three types of people in this world. There are risk takers who will risk everything for a goal, a cause, a mission, or a vision. They are the caretakers who watch out for others and themselves, circling the wagons of care against a careless world. There are the undertakers who do so very little that they bury everyone and everything around them. Robert Ferguson Jr. writes that all three personalities are in the New Testament. He believes that Jesus calls us to be risk takers rather than caretakers or undertakers. And it is in John's Gospel, chapter 3, that we meet a risk taker by the name of Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a member of the religious aristocracy. He was a member of the ruling council, the Sanhedrin, who was in opposition to Jesus. He watched Jesus. He listened to Jesus. He wanted answers to his question because Jesus just didn't fit the mold of other holy men. He knew that Jesus was sent from God. Perhaps he couldn't sit quietly while his colleagues worked to dispose of Jesus. He came under the cover of darkness for the one-on-one session. Nicodemus came with his religion all worked out in a system of laws and rules, wanting to understand Jesus in a rational, orderly manner. He wanted a completely rational belief. And God wouldn't let him have it, writes Ferguson. And don't we all? We want this faith journey all laid out for us, all laid out in steps. 5 steps to sanctification, 10 steps to the abundant life, 11 steps to the next level, 9 steps to prosperity, 15 steps to redemption, 3 steps to holiness, 1 step to the favor of God, 6 steps to answered prayer. Just lay it out for us. So all we have to do is connect the dots to power and eternal life. Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Surely God orders our steps, but it's God who orders and not we ourselves. But Jesus didn't give him reason. He said you must be born again, born anew, or born from above. What? Return to my mother's womb at this late age? Born anew of the Spirit, without which he or we would never understand Jesus. Nicodemus dared to risk his title, position, name, and reputation in the community and among the religious establishment to come to Jesus. Are you willing to risk it? Nicodemus had to let go of preconceived notion to grasp the meaning of the spiritual birth. Jesus said to him, "The Spirit blows where it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Beloved, are you willing to risk it? You cannot predict what the Spirit will do or how the Spirit will lead you. Remember, it blows where He pleases. When you pray, 'Lead me, guide me,' the Spirit will lead you into some interesting circumstances. Remember, it was the Spirit of the Lord that led Jesus into the wilderness for 40 days, where He was tempted of the devil. Are you willing to risk it? If you are willing to believe the truth of His Messiahship, the Spirit will come and blow through our lives, and they will be radically changed forever. Though our lives are dead and lifeless because of sin, we can be radically born anew, born again, born from above, through the power of the Spirit. Are you willing to risk it? The wind of the Holy Spirit will blow through us and blow out lies, jealousy, pride, selfishness, apathy, hatred, fear, greed, lust, and every other characteristic that is unchristlike. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Are you willing to risk it?